Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 194 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is actually the remix or the reboot. I recorded this last night, and I realized I kind of rambled on one particular story because it fascinated me, but there were other things that I left out that I would like to talk about. So I'm redoing it, and here it is. First of all, I did record on 9/11, and I want to send love and respect to everyone from the first responders lost, the innocent victims and their families that were lost, the military personnel that have fought in the wars as a result of 9/11, the military personnel who have just been in the military since 9/11, and just so many people. They say we never forget, and we don't. And I know that it's been used politically, and there's the conspiracy theories and blah, blah, blah. But getting away from all of that, 9/11 will always be a pivotal moment in America's history, and it should be treated with respect. So that's what I will say about that. I've met numerous people who are in those categories, first responders, military, et cetera, et cetera. They're phenomenal people, and they do a great job. And we don't thank them enough, and we don't take care of them enough, et cetera, et cetera. But that's what it is. Also, obviously, Hurricane Irma crashed through the Caribbean and Florida this past weekend, doing untold damage, loss of life, loss of property, and on and on and on. So good luck to all those people involved. You know, I know a lot of those islands. I've worked on a lot of those Caribbean islands doing cruise gigs. I got some friends in Florida. Fortunately, as far as I know, they're all okay. The ones I've checked in and checked in with seem to be okay. So I wish them the best. And it leads into my, I don't know, theme for this week's podcast, which is quite simply assholes. There's just too many of them. You know, it's not illegal to be an asshole, but shouldn't it be a misdemeanor? Shouldn't it be some penalty? And I'll give you an example. It's difficult to balance, right? We have good people, but it just seems like the assholes are taking over. I'm not even talking about the politicians yet, but I will. But you look at the hurricane. So you have people who are amazing. People providing shelter, people. I have a friend, Robert, in Texas. After Harvey went through, he would load his van with supplies and be out there at 5 a.m. delivering stuff, not to Houston, because he figured Houston got plenty of help, but to the smaller outlying communities that may have been forgotten in the initial push to help so many, you know. And there's, I'm sure, literally thousands of people like him who just took it upon themselves to use whatever resources they had to help people near them who were hurt. And God bless them. And those are the people that you want to hear about. But make no mistake, the assholes were out. There is a video in Texas, some guy who had a giant lifted pickup truck, the kind of truck that was used to help pull vehicles out of floods, that was used, you know, so this private people were using these to help first responders get to people who were stranded and all. People using their giant pickup trucks in a way that helped. And then you had this asshole who figured it was a good idea to run over a car stuck in the sand. There was a car that the guy had, this Honda. It broke down at his friend's house or whatever. It was parked near some beach. The winds blew the sand over it. So the car may have been destroyed anyway just by being filled with and covered with sand. But this asshole with the pickup truck just thought it'd be fun to drive back and forth over it and crush it and destroy it and then put it up on Instagram. And like most assholes, he's also stupid. Those two tend to go together. And he posted a picture on Instagram with his license plate of his truck. And now, of course, he's saying, I wasn't the only one to run over it. And he's pulled the post and blah, blah. Yeah, you're an asshole. Plain and simple. Airlines in Florida, when Florida was evacuating, various airlines, they didn't just triple their fares. That would be too easy. They went absolutely berserk on jacking up the fares. Some examples a Delta flight from Miami to Phoenix, the fare went from $547 to $3,200 for a one-way economy ticket. American Airlines, average ticket price from Miami to LaGuardia in New York on September 3rd, $497. On Labor Day, $6,244. And on, fares going from, $160 to $1,000 and so on. Now, fortunately, the Attorney General of Florida reached out to the CEOs of the airlines and said, stop it. And they did. They lowered those fares. And they said, we had nothing to do with it. It's an algorithm. There was a big demand, blah, 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 blah. It's profiteering of the worst kind. And, you had the people jacking up fuel prices and so on and so forth. And just assholes. There's no other definition or explanation. Just people who are shit. I don't know why, Then there's things that are, there's another level beyond that. That is just, it's not, this isn't asshole. This is, you're horrible. In Claremont, New Hampshire, an 8-year-old boy was hanged from a tree. And fortunately, they got him down and he had to be airlifted to a hospital, and the kid will be okay. But an 8-year-old hung from a tree, and it brings me to the mind of the case of Emmett Till, who was beaten to death and lynched for looking at a white woman. But this kid, he there was none of that. He was just, what his crime was? He was eight. So Claremont, New Hampshire has 13,000 residents. It's 96% white, 0.6% African American, 1.8% biracial, according to the 2010 census. Now, here's the thing. Now, this is, in case you wonder what white privilege is and does white privilege exist, okay? They're not giving any names, but the story came out from a woman whose grandson and some of the other children were present. So this woman, Lori Slattery, said, they're saying, well, the incident was kids. It was just kids. It wasn't racial. She said it was racial and intentional. She got it from her grandson's 11-year-old sister and other children present. They were teenage boys, started calling the little boy racial epithets and throwing sticks and rocks at him. They had a rope that they were playing with from a rope swing. They said, one boy said, let's do this. They pushed the kid, they wrapped the rope around the kid's neck, pushed him off the picnic table and hung him. The boy swung back and forth three times, and before he was able to remove the rope. Now, that's a lynching. That's an attempted lynching. That's a hanging. You would think that that's a crime, but it's not. Because the chief of police of Claremont said he wouldn't comment on the specifics of the case, saying that they're investigating and those involved are juveniles, so he can't make any specific comment. Okay. But then he also says the kids being investigated should be protected. Let me say that again. The kids being investigated should be protected. Mistakes they make as a young child should not have to follow them for the rest of their life. Do you fucking believe that? These kids hung a black kid, and the chief of police is worried about their reputation. Because, they might try to get a job in 10 years, and you wouldn't want it on your record that you lynched a black kid, right? Right? That's the chief of police. Now, if you have any question about white privilege, let's reverse that. Let's say a group of black teenagers tied a rope around an 8-year-old white kid's neck and pushed him off a picnic table. You think they'd worry about those kids' reputation and their ability to find a job? Oh, wait, we don't have to hypothesize, because it happened in Chicago when a group of black kids were bullying and beating up a disabled white kid. And it was a horrible situation. And you know what? It was national news. And you better believe those kids were charged. Their pictures were in the paper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And at no point did the chief of police worry about their fucking reputation. This is when you get to it. A friend of mine, she has a saying. She likes to say, there are no words. Yeah, this is one of those situations. There are no words. An 8-year-old kid hung. The comments, and I was just reading this article in The Root, but one of the comments was, you know, how did the mother not go berserk? Because you know, forget about the race element and this and that. Like, you attempted to kill her child. How many mothers would that set into a frenzy? They'd lose it, and justifiably so. So this is another level of us. You know what, America? This is us. Okay, make no mistake. This is us. Yeah, we had two hurricanes that took the white supremacy thing out of the news for a week. But make no mistake, this is us. Teenagers hanging, lynching an 8-year-old. And the chief of police protecting the teenagers who did the lynching. That is America. See, this is what I mean. I don't know the good versus the bad. Another example I read, and this is what I said I got caught up in the first time I did the podcast, and I'm really going to cut the story short, but it's another example of the Trump administration always doing the worst, picking the worst person, the most unqualified person for a job, et cetera, et cetera. This is one of those things I didn't even know about. So there's an overpopulation of wild horses in the western states. The wild horses live in a confined space. They overbreed. There are no natural predators, and there's just too many of them. So in Utah, they've come up with this plan. What they do is they shoot them with these contraceptive darts, and so that the mares can't have babies, can't have foals, and it's working and controlling the population. In Nevada, which has the largest population of wild horses, you know what they're doing? They're rounding them up and killing them. And they're not just rounding them up and killing them. They're rounding them up in such horrible ways as in chasing them with helicopters. There was one foal that was chased to the point it ran its hooves off. It literally ran its feet off and died. There's a woman by the name of Lee Lowry who's taken up, Laura Lee, who's taking up this fight. She has a nonprofit organization called Wild Horse Education. She tries to help with the horrible treatment of these horses. And this all falls under the Bureau of Land Management. Years ago, there was a thing called mustanging where these cowboys would round up these wild horses and take them into slaughter, and they'd be made into pet food, etc. So it was cruel and it was wrong. So they passed a law against it. Now the problem is the law is enforced by the Bureau of Land Management. And the Bureau of Land Management doesn't have a lot of teeth. If you remember the Clive and Bundy standoff a few years ago, this rancher in Nevada wanted his cattle to graze on public lands. The Bureau of Land Management said, no, it's illegal. So him and his buddies all got their guns and pointed them at the Bureau of Land Management, and the Bureau of Land Management backed down. Now, this is how this works. And again, this is from this article. You can look it up. It's in the Daily Beast, it's called Stampede. But there's numerous articles about this. So what has happened, these ranchers, and these are people, make no mistake, these are people, these Americans, we're Americans, some bitch, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, we make it on our own, we ain't living off government handouts like those some bitches in the city, blah, 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 living off welfare, and bullshit, you live off government welfare. These guys are so, the government supports them in so many ways, it's unbelievable. First of all, their cattle graze on public land. On public land, okay? That's one way they make money. Now, they also get contracts to round up these wild horses and to herd and basically store these wild horses. Well, what do the wild horses do when they're stored in a confined area? They breed. So now there's more wild horses. So they get more money, more money, more money, more money for keeping the wild horses. Now, they're going to go back to slaughtering the horses and selling the horse meat and make more money. Why? Because there was a guy from the Bureau of Land Management who fought against them, and this guy has been pushed out by, you know, the new administration, et cetera, et cetera. Also, by terrorist acts. He is in charge of like 10 million acres in Nevada, and he lives in a small town, a population of 3,600. So everybody knows who this guy is. So they didn't just threaten him. They threatened his children at school, and they terrorized his employees. The employees at his office have to do drills about what to do if an armed shooter comes in. Okay? That's where they're at. So he's being pushed out, and they're putting in another guy in the Bureau of Land Management. His name is Doug Furtado. He managed 10.5 million acre Battle Mountain District in central Nevada. This woman, Lay, and Furtado fought against these ranchers, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's enough of that, because now he's being pushed out. There's a new Bureau of Land Management guy who showed up with a big belt buckle and cowboy boots. And guess whose side he's on? So now these ranchers are going to be slaughtering these horses. And it's not even like, it's not like slaughtering like you do for food. It's just cruelty. Again, always the worst. This administration, it's like, which way should we go? Oh, let's go with horrible. Another example. And that was the story I got caught up on last night. I went far too into detail, but just look it up if you have a minute. Look it up, the treatment of the wild horses in Nevada. It's unbelievable cruelty. It's unbelievable cruelty. It's probably worse than when Sarah Palin had them shooting at wolves in Alaska from helicopters. I don't understand how horrific these fucking people are. You can raise cattle without being horrific to the horses. It's unreal. So now, keeping in this theme of being assholes and hiring the incompetent, Trump has picked Representative Jim Bridenstine from Oklahoma to run NASA. No scientific background, no engineering background. He was a pilot. He was a fighter pilot, so he has that. He's one of these guys that denies climate change, thinks humans have nothing to do. We've been hit by two Category 4 hurricanes in a week. Scientists all over the world, scientists are like, yeah, the oceans are warming, so they're bigger and worse hurricanes. Nah, he doesn't believe it. That's just made up. So he's with Rush Limbaugh. See, this is all just liberal media fake news to sell bottles of water or whatever the fuck he believes. You know what? It's rocket science. It's running NASA. It's rocket science. You know who you hire to do rocket science? A rocket scientist. How hard is that to figure out? Why be an asshole? Why be an asshole? It's the official administration policy is, well, we want to be assholes. Ted Cruz. Okay, this is in the difference recording from last night to today. Ted Cruz been liking porn sites. Okay, so, you know, Ted Cruz Twitter account clicked like on a Twitter account called Sexual Post that shows screenshots from porn. And of course now, well, he didn't do it. There others have access to his account and blah, 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 blah. Ted Cruz liked the porn site. There have been all kinds of tweets about it. I think the best one was somebody said, look, Ted Cruz was half asleep with his meat in his hand, and he clicked like from the wrong account. He used his public account instead of his secret private account that he uses to cruise porn. Asshole. Asshole. Just calling him as I see him. Alex Jones. You know Alex Jones, the right-wing talk show host who denies Sandy Hook and says, I think 9/11 was Obama's fault or some shit. I don't know what the hell he talks about. Well, now he's got an explanation for what's going on with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is being covertly drugged. This is what he says, that citing high-level sources and multiple people, he said that Donald Trump is being drugged in sodas and iced teas to the point he's slurring his words at night, and it's all part of a plot to control him. They drug presidents because the power structure wants a puppet, Jones says. The sedation of the commander-in-chief started about 2 months ago. Really? Because that fucker was crazy longer than 2 months ago. So what happened before that? Unbelievable. They will cover for him in any way. He's being drugged. And on the topic of assholes, why not? Let's go with Alex Jones and let's continue with his InfoWars website, which is one of the fake news websites that I don't know. Propagates their beliefs or what? I don't even know what the hell they do. But they were doing their man on the street interview and they rolled up on a kid. I don't know how old the kid is. Kid looks maybe 10 years old, 12 years old. I don't know. So the InfoWars interviewer walks up on the kid. And the kid tells the reporter, he's a fucking idiot. Beautiful. The kid told the reporter from InfoWars, you're a fucking idiot. And when InfoWars asked, where'd you learn to use that language? The kid said, from my mother, and flipped him off. Hey, kid, you're the kind of asshole I can get behind. I'm proud of you. I love you. What a beautiful moment that you had. Yeah, that's positive asshole. I back that kid up 1,000%. I say we need more kids like that, just like the kids who refuse to pose with Paul Ryan for the publicity shot. Beautiful that children are seeing through this bullshit. And well, maybe they're not getting drugged. Maybe nobody's slipping drugs in their sodas and iced teas. You got to watch out for that. I wonder if they're drugging Trump with Rush Limbaugh's Oxycontin. Could be. Never know. I don't know. But anyway, kid, kudos to you. You're the kind of asshole I like. Kind of assholes I don't like. The American Kennel Club is calling out these people with the fake service dog vests and service dog whatever, bringing their dogs in because they said, and this is where... Just don't be an asshole, right? I understand you love your dog. I love dogs. Dogs are cool. And I know you want to bring your dog everywhere. And look, I'm an old man. I can remember when dogs didn't come to restaurants. That's right, kids. There was a time when dogs didn't go to restaurants. You went to a restaurant and the dog stayed home. Now, I'm not saying leave your dog in a hot car. I'm saying that sometimes you might want to leave your dog at home. My brother has a dog, loved the dog. When he has long days or travels or something like that, he sends him to doggy daycare or doggy camp where they take care of the dog while you're gone. Do something like that. Because here's the problem with these fake service dogs. They're starting to get in the way of real service dogs. Real service dogs, like, you know, guide dogs for the blind or seizure dogs that can tell when their master's having a seizure and they might protect them from banging their head or whatever. These dogs are trained. And these dogs get distracted, not by people, but by other dogs. And then you have the human element where you have a fake service dog. So a kid thinks, oh, look at the dog. I want to play with the dog. And you say, fine. But then the kid goes to play with a real service animal. And the blind person or whoever has it is like, no, you can't play with my dog. My dog is working. Now the kid's confused. And actually thinks the person with the real service dog is the asshole. Also, these fake service dogs, so many of them are untrained, so they're peeing in the airport or doing whatever on the plane or in the restaurant or at the grocery store or at the department store or in the mall or wherever else. You're being an asshole. Just stop it. It's the equivalent of parking in a handicapped space. You think, well, it's just me, just my little dog. Well, it's your little dog times 100,000 fake little dogs with fake vests or fake big dogs. I even heard of a service pig. Yeah, potbelly pig. I'm not saying that service dogs are wrong. I'm saying that if you have a fake service dog, check yourself. Be better than that. Here's an idea. Be better than that. Don't be an asshole. How's that go? Friday night, I'm going to be on this show on PBS called The Third Rail with Ozzy. It comes on at 8:30. And again, as I said, apparently I'm supposed to debate, does racism exist in America? Well, maybe we'll bring up the lynching of an 8-year-old kid. Wonder what motivated that. I still think I hope this show is good, but I don't have a lot of hope for it because the premise is so ridiculous. But we'll see. So I got that going. Saturday night, I will be at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. Next weekend, I'm going to be at the Improv in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is just outside of Chicago. Who's paying attention? You are. And I love you for it. This is Alonzo Bowden. Thank you.